Let's next take up the tech scene and consider what's in store for 2018. Roberto Torres is a lead reporter with the website Technically, which has come out with its real list, a roster of Philly-based startups to watch. Torres spoke with WHYY's Kimberly Haas about how they make their choices and who made the cut this year.
So, Roberto, let's talk about the real list. How long has Technically been coming up with this list?
Well, 2017 was the first year we ever decided to compile a list of the companies we thought were doing interesting things, companies that were founded by people with an interesting background in the tech scene, or companies we just, for some reason, believed in. We did a list of 10 plus another 10 honorary members, and we've been tracking their movements throughout 2017. We found, happily, that most had gone on to raise capital, launch interesting products, or nab talent that is of very interesting people. So during 2018, we're going to do this again, and we're going to try and see if we can spot several trends throughout that process of sorting who's an interesting startup, who is a startup with potential.
Technically, has come up with some pretty specific guidelines on who would make this list and who's significant to watch.
One of the guidelines that we have is sort of founding date. Usually you wouldn't consider a company that's over 3 years old a startup. Another thing is that they would have to offer a specific product or a service, something that the audience can connect with, as opposed to an agency or a creative studio. We also consider startups those that employ at least a group of people. A one-person startup wouldn't be something that would enter the real list.
So who's brand new on it this year?
I think a few of our members from the first cohort are going to repeat. The first that comes to mind is one that actually changed its name from the first year to the second. Currency became Amino. Now, this company is founded by people that are trying to disrupt a space that the general public doesn't know a lot about, which is how are ads filtered down from a person who wants to advertise a thing to the eyes of the consumer online or in physical formats. They're doing something interesting because they're trying to clarify and bring transparency to the marketplace in which ads are sold in websites. They've already spoken to several people within their ecosystem, and thus far there seems to be a consensus that this is an interesting idea that hasn't been tried before. They also raised a significant amount of money this year. I believe it was around $1.2 million. And so 2018 will be a lot about trying to prove out their concept and show what their real value is to the market.
So who's brand new? Who's an example of somebody that really caught your eye?
I think Port is an interesting company that is born as a spin-out company from a name that a lot of people might know, which is TicketLeap, a locally based startup that started out trying to sell tickets online. That company in 2017 was acquired. And then this new idea comes. What the company is basically trying to do is give small businesses a way to set up recurring revenue. And so the first example of what they do is that they've partnered with a local ice cream shop here so that people could subscribe to ice cream. And so for a monthly fee, you get a specific number of cones, for example. I think it's really interesting because it's the tech community connecting with a broader ecosystem of businesses and providing value to others. And while it's still trying to build out and prove out its concept, it's definitely one of the startups to watch.
When you look at the world of Philly's tech startups, is there anything that distinguishes it from like another city? Is ours different in any way?
In Philadelphia, we definitely see a strong penchant for health IT companies. Big pillar organizations like the University of Pennsylvania, Jefferson, and CHOP definitely have something to do with that. So we see a good number of companies within that space trying to innovate within medicine and trying to bring some of that innovation that the technology scene is known for into a space as stodgy and as difficult to change as healthcare. Philly's tech scene, to answer your question, has a number of pillar institutions from which it builds and it develops growth, but more growth is needed. As venture capital investors noted, 2017 was kind of a slow year in access to capital, in keeping with national trends, but still, 2018 may want to see a bigger influx of capital and make some of these startups go from early stage to a more mature level.
It may want to see it, but does it look like that's going to happen?
As one investor noted, John Gossier from an accelerator called Southbox in South Philly, The latter portion of 2017 was showing a little bit more movement, but I think that the potential for companies to see more venture capital will grow alongside the diversity in which it develops. It's been a conversation that has marked the talks that Philly Tech has had, that it needs to bring a more diverse pipeline of talent into what it does. Diversity in the broadest sense possible, not only racial diversity and gender diversity, but also thinking about diversity of thought, accessibility, bringing in veterans. Investors as a whole see Philly as a more diverse market, and therein, I think, lies its potential.
Towards the end of 2016, Penn opened its Pennovation Center in Grays Ferry. So really, I guess 2017 is the first full year of that in operation. Has that shown up as a big effect?
I think 2018 is going to be the year of interest for Pennovation, where we're going to be looking closely at what it delivers versus the potential that was 2017.
Roberto Torres, lead reporter for Technically Philly. Thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you so much.
Roberto Torres spoke with WHYY's Kimberly Haas.